ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्वभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 11th चैप्टर 5th टेक्स्ट 28। श्रीकर भाजन उवाच कृतं त्रेता द्वापरं च कलिरित्तेषु केशव नानावर्णाभिधिकारो नानैव विधिनेज्यते। श्रीकरभाजन उवाच कृतं त्रेताद्वापरं च कलिरित्तेषु केशव नानावर्णाभिधिकारो नानैव विधिनेज्यते। श्रीकरभाजन उवाच कृतं त्रेताद्वापरं च कलिरित्तेषु केशव नानावर्णाभिधिकारो नानैव विधिनेज्यते। वर्ड बाय वर्ड मीनिंग। श्रीकरभाजन उवाच श्रीकरभाजन से कृतम सत्य त्रेता त्रेता Dvaparam, Dvapar, Cha, and Kali, Kali, Iti, thus name, Eshu, in these ages, Keshava, the Supreme Lord, Keshava, Nana, various, Varna, having complexions, Abhidha, names, Akara, and forms, Nana, various, Eva, similarly, Vidhina, by processes, Ijjate, is worship. Translation: Sri Karabhajan replied, in each of the four yugas or ages, Kruta, Treta, Dwapar and Kali, Lord Keshava appears with various complexions, names and forms and is thus worshipped by various processes. Text 21, since there is no purport. Krute Shuklas Chatur Bahur Jatilo Vakla Lambara Krishna Jino Pavito Takshan Bibhrat Danda Kamandalu. Translation: in Satya Yuga, the Lord is white and forearm, has matted locks, and wears a garment of tree bark. He carries a black deer skin, a sacred thread, prayer beads, and a rod and water pot of a brahmachari. Again, next verse, text 22nd. Manushyastu tada ashanta nirvaira srurda sama Yajanti tapasadevam shamena cha damena cha. Translation: people in Satya Yuga are peaceful, non-envious, friendly to every creature, and steady in all situations. They worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead by austere meditation and by internal and external sense control. Purport: in Satya Yuga, the Supreme Lord incarnates as a four-armed brahmachari described in the previous verse and personally introduces the process of meditation. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharin Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarini Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratvishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Chagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Prascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayecha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Vedadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone for today's morning Srimad Bhagavatam class. Today is also Ekadashi, beginning of Bhishma Panchak. Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj's disappearance day, very auspicious, so many days. So here we are discussing about the question answers between King Nemi and Navayogendras. And this is the last part of the question answers. King Nemi in the previous verse inquired about various incarnations of the Supreme Lord, which appear in different ages, which assume different forms and colors. And each of the incarnations in every age, they give a process by which one can attain one's perfection of life. One can understand what is the ultimate goal of life and how to achieve that. So this is a process for every age. The Supreme Lord is very, very merciful. And to show that mercy on the conditioned souls, He incarnates in every age. And that He mentions also in Bhagavad Gita, Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. I appear in every age. Whenever there is a decline in religion and irreligious practices flourish more. So that is the purpose of the Supreme Lord, to establish the principles of religion, to remove the irreligious activities or people, and to help those people who are sincerely trying to understand what is the goal of life. So when Lord Krishna spoke these verses in Bhagavad Gita, He had to just give a glimpse of His incarnations. He did not have time to go more in details. He just told that I incarnate in every age. In Srimad Bhagavatam, which is an another great literature, Mahabhagavat Puran, in which there is more detailed explanation of various incarnations. And we can see this kind of theme in almost all the discussions of great sages. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later on discussed with Sanatan Goswami. So this incarnations of the Supreme Lord are very, very important to understand. In the first canto itself, the discussion between sages of Naimasharanya and Suta Goswami. Suta Goswami explained the symptoms of people in Kali Yuga. Here, some symptoms of people of Satya Yuga have been explained. And what are those symptoms? Text 22. People in Satya Yuga are peaceful, non-envious, friendly to every creature, and steady in all situations. Can we relate in today's world? Is there a semblance of such qualities? It's very rare, very, very rare. They worship the Supreme Personality by austere meditation and by internal and external sense control. So we can see the contrast, huge contrast between people of Satya Yuga and Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, the symptoms have been explained in, where symptoms have been explained? Which canto? Which? 12th canto. What are the symptoms? Manda Suman, that is first canto. Prayana Alpayusha Sabda, Kalasmin Yugechana, Manda Sumandam Matayog, Manda Bhagyayi Upadruta. That is first canto. Prayana Alpayusha, Alpayusha, less, they live for less time, short lived. Man. Hare Krishna. Some kind of, they are not happy, I think. So, first canto explains Mandya Bhagya, Upadruta, always disturbed. So many causes of disturbances. In 12th canto also it is explained. Shukadeva Goswami explains to Parikshit Maharaj. Tatascha anudinam dharmam satyam shaucham sakshama dhamam kalena balina rajan nangshanti ayu bala smuti. That is also explained that with the every, almost every day, anudinam, all the good qualities, tatascha anudinam dharmam satyam, the truthfulness, kshama, forgiveness, daya, mercy, nangshanti, it reduces. Ayu bala smriti, life, strength, memory is on decline. It is not a very good sign. Because if somebody wants to make progress in spiritual life, one has to have good health. One should have good memory, intelligence, mercy. So many good qualities are required. But unfortunately, these qualities are decreasing because of the influence of age of Kali. And Srila Prabhupada explains that what is the reason? What is the reason of for people having short lives? Why people are, it may appear, or there may be some kind of statistics which may show that people's lifespan is increasing. But there is another perspective, there is another survey or analysis by which if all the children aborted are taken into account, then the lifespan reduces tremendously. That is not counted. So many sinful activities happening. Last time also we were discussing about the eating habits of people are changing. They are becoming more aggressive towards other animals. In US alone, we discussed last time, 20 million animals are killed every day. every day. So we can understand the amount of sinful activities happening, and it has to result somewhere. One has to get reaction somewhere. It is not that one can just escape the laws of nature. It doesn't allow anybody. Nobody's escape. Nobody can escape. Nobody's excuse. So, Srila Prabhupada explains that the main reason of people having short lives is irregular eating habits. People don't know what to eat. They lose the discrimination. What to eat and what not to eat. What is good for my health? Physical health, mental health, spiritual health. And everything is justified. And because of that, it affects our system, and therefore the lifespan is decreasing. And in US people eat so much, or many places, in fact there is a tendency to eat so much. And then because of that they gain weight more and more, and they try to lose the weight. And there is some kind of economy has been studied and understood that half of youths of America, they spend almost $30 billion for losing weight. I want to lose my weight, I want to reduce in size, because I have eaten so much, overeaten, obesity, and so much of money is spent. And what happens? In spite of that, only 2 to 5% of people can actually achieve their desired goal. They at least reach to that goal. Okay, I have come to that normal weight or normal size. Most of them, they do not even reach also. And sometimes those who reach, maybe on the same day or within few days, again they go back to their old habits. So you can imagine the impact on their own bodies and on the whole system actually. So somebody has explained that a patient survives on the 1/3 of the food what he eats. If he eats 1/3 of the food, patient will survive. He will not have too many diseases. And doctor survives on the 2/3 of the food what the patient eats. So we can understand what is going on. If it is simple, eating habits are changed. One takes less quantity of food, sufficient to maintain for a few hours. After a few hours, again, one can become hungry and one can take food. But one stuffs too much, thinking that that will give me strength, proteins and so many things, that's a complete illusion actually. So our shastras have been already giving those basic guidelines, right? Our acharyas have been very consistent with living in tune with nature. Simple life, plain living, high thinking. Atyahara, prayasashtra, they have been already explained that. Try to reduce eating. Better, simple. Control eating and you will see the difference.
you will become more peaceful. At least some quality of people of Satya Yuga we can achieve. Becoming a little peaceful. One eats too much, then all the time he is struggling. Mind is not peaceful. So, our acharyas already have given those guidelines. Shamena cha damena cha. Sense control has been so much important. And what to do? How to channelize that energy, mental energy, by hearing, by discussing about the Supreme Lord, by practicing austerities, because the soul is very powerful. Soul has tremendous capacity. But because it has been conditioned in this material body, it is identifying with this material body. And it loses its power to become really spiritual in nature. And therefore these are the basic things. Srila Prabhupada explains that these are the basic four regulative principles of freedom. Principles of freedom. They are not restrictions. One is certainly restricted. One has to certainly refrain from certain activities. And it may appear that it is kind of a restriction. I have been not given kind of freedom. But we can observe that if we do not restrict ourselves, will not be able to enjoy the freedom also. Somebody may think that, Srila Prabhupada gives this example in fact, that somebody may learn driving. He may get kind of license to drive. Now he is an expert driver. And he thinks that now I have got a license. I can drive anywhere now. He starts crossing the signals, breaking the signals, driving on the right in India, in other places. He starts breaking the rules, thinking that now he is free. Will the RTO person allow that thing to happen? No. Why? Because he has been given that license, although he knows driving, but still now there are certain rules of driving. Certain traffic rules are there. One has to follow that. And if he follows that sincerely, then he is actually free. He is actually can exercise his freedom. So similarly, our scriptures give certain restrictions, certain prohibitions, don'ts, by which if somebody follows that and goes more deeper, then one will really relish the higher taste. Because these rules and regulations are not just external rituals. There is certain purpose behind it. Behind all the rituals, there is spiritual. One has to reach to that platform. Then one's purpose of following the rules and regulation is achieved. Otherwise it becomes just a mechanical activity. Shama eva hi kevalam. One can just follow, fast, fasting. if it's not going more deeper, remembering the Lord, then that fasting can become simply torture to the material body. Shama eva hi kevalam. So therefore, one has to restrict also and one has to go deeper. Both things are necessary. Otherwise one may think that, okay, even I cannot remember the Lord if I fast too much. So let me continue eating. Right? That is another, mind can play tricks. So it is a gradual process. One has to gradually realize one's capacity and understand the deeper aspect of spirituality. Then one can realize that, yes, there is something higher. It is not that these are only rules my guru has told, therefore I have to just do that. Deity worship. Deity worship is so purifying. If somebody does it with great attention, because the Supreme Lord is not different from His form. He is right there in front of us, standing. Shri Radha Gopina, they are standing in front of us. They are observing everyone. They know each and every devotee in this room. So when we are careful, we will become more conscious. And of course, few days before we had Srila Prabhupada's Disappearance Festival, and Gaur Gopal Prabhu was very nicely elaborating on this point. First become conscious, and then one can become Krishna conscious. First of all, one has to become conscious of what activities one is doing. One is not conscious what he is doing, then where is the question of becoming Krishna conscious? Sometimes we are so casual in our dealings, we don't know what we are doing. So therefore there are so many details. One starts becoming more attentive to the chanting of the holy name, because the holy name is not different from Supreme Lord. Every time we chant, are we attentive? If you are not attentive, then we'll commit aparadhas, offenses. One will not be able to see things clearly. Neither the Supreme Lord, neither the expansion of the Supreme Lord in the hearts of other living entities. Supreme Lord is present in the hearts of every living entity. If we become more conscious, then we'll be able to see this. There is a life, there is super soul in the hearts of every person. So therefore, when one becomes more conscious, Krishna conscious, then one can starts respecting almost every living entity. And the main problems of this material world, the envy, the fights between so many people, religions, can become lesser. The process is so powerful that somebody follows that, one's consciousness will change. We can see that in today's world there is so much of fear because of few people creating disturbance in the society. They are gone so far away from the real reality of this material world. They are creating so much disturbance. Even the great nations, they are threatening almost everyone because of the nuclear weapons. And this is all because of the small mentality. This is my nation, these are my people, they need to be protected. And others, they don't have right to leave. We are going to kill because they have some different thought process. So in this we can see that kind of violence has been increasing in this material world because of lack of Krishna consciousness. And therefore Srila Prabhupada, he gave the Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam itself, in the beginning, Srila Prabhupada writes that there is so much disparity in the society. Society might have made tremendous progress in the name of technology or economic development. But there is somewhere pinprick in the society, right? There is a disturbance. One part of the body is not functioning well. Then the whole body is disturbed. So similarly, if we consider society as a social body, as a complete body, if there is a disturbance at one place, the other rest of the body cannot be at peace. They will also get disturbed. And we cannot say that, okay, that part is not good. Let us eliminate that part. Is that a good thinking? Or different parts of our body. There are different parts in our body and they are to cooperate with each other. They have to function together. And if there is a difference, there is a conflict between different parts of the body, then what will happen? There will be tremendous disturbance to the entire body. Hand may think that, oh, these feet are not good. They start beating the feet. Or the stomach is only eating. It is not doing any major work. So let us not give food to the stomach. What will happen? The entire body will suffer. So therefore, it is extremely very important to understand how to live in harmony with nature, how to live in harmony with each other. And therefore, the guidelines of the scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam are very very important. Because these guidelines, these principles really help to go more deeper, to protect the nature, to protect all other living beings. So this is what has been given by our previous sages. And they also gave the descriptions of various incarnations. Because this kind of ideal situation doesn't remain for long. Lord also knows that there are two types of people always existing in this material world. Daivi, Asura. Some are divine, some are demonic. And there will be always conflict. There is always fight. Even in Satyuga, there were fights. Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga. And in Kali Yuga, within one's own self, there is so much conflict going on. People are so disconnected from their own selves. They don't know that they are not this material bodies, their spirit soul. That basic understanding is also getting lost. So therefore this kind of knowledge is very very important to give, because this knowledge will help to get connected with our real self and then to the Supreme Lord. So Lord explains that this, here Karabhajan Muni is explained that there are various incarnations in all ages. Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, Kali Yuga. And Satya Yuga, we always quote that, yes, there is incarnation, wide incarnation. But here, this is a verse which explains that what is the description of that incarnation of Satya Yuga. In Satya Yuga, the Lord is white and forearm, has matted locks, and wears a garment of tree bark. He carries a black deer skin, a sacred thread, prayer beads, and a rod, and water pot of a brahmachari. So, the Supreme Lord, when He appears in Satya Yuga, He gives this method of meditation. Krute yadhyayato Vishnu. He performs austerities. And He appeared as a brahmachari, it is explained. So the duties of brahmachari is to perform austerity, sense controls, samena cha damena cha. That is very important. The more brahmachari performs austerities, he is not only helping himself, but he is helping, in fact, all sections of the society. Because brahmacharis are also considered to be the legs of the society. The functions of the legs is to serve. So therefore, the more the service attitude of the brahmacharis, that kind of consciousness, that kind of positive energy inspires everyone to take up the process of Krishna consciousness more seriously. So there are various incarnations explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. The first kind to Lord Sutta Goswami explains various scheduled incarnations. Then at various places also in Srimad Bhagavatam, brief mentions have been given. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving the science of devotional service to Sanatan Goswami, he summarized and categorized various incarnations. And he explained that there are many, many incarnations of the Supreme Lord. And basically they have been categorized into six. First is Purusha incarnations. Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. Then he explained the Leela avatars. Various pastimes Supreme Lord performs. And there have been many. We usually know 10 avataras, dasha avataras. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained there are many, many such leela avataras. Then he explained guna avataras according to the modes, sattva, rajas, tamas, brahma, vishnu, mahesh, Lord Shiva. Then he explained manvantara avataras. In every manu, in one day of Brahma, there are 14 manus. Brahma lives for 100 years. So there are almost 504,000 manvantara avataras. In every millennium of manu, there is one particular avatara which comes. Then he explained Yugavataras. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was explaining Yugavataras. He also quoted this verse, 11th chapter, 5th verse, 5th canto, 21st verse. And then he explained, he was explaining that in Kali Yuga, the Supreme Lord assumes the color of golden incarnation. And he propagates the holy name of the Lord, chanting of the holy name, congregational chanting of the holy name. So when Sanatan Goswami was hearing, he could understand that the Supreme Lord is mentioning about himself. So Sanatan Goswami wanted to confirm that he is the same Supreme Lord speaking to me. So he was asking more questions. Can you explain in more detail? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave all the symptoms, but he didn't tell that I am that Supreme Lord. And then he finally told him, why you are asking this tricky questions? And then he went to explain about Shakta Vishavataras. So in this way we can see that Supreme Lord has appeared in this Kali Yuga as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because in Kali Yuga we saw that the condition of people is so bad. So bad. They don't have time to even think about God. What to speak of devoting regular hours of the day. So therefore, the Supreme Lord has made the process very simple. One doesn't have to go to the forest or Himalayas to perform severe austerities, as was recommended in the earlier ages. Kriteya dhyayato vishtam, tretaya yajato makhe. Perform big sacrifices or deity worship. But in Kali Yuga, simply chanting the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Simply by chanting the holy names of the Lord, one can go to the higher levels of consciousness. Because the Supreme Lord is not different from His holy name. And we can see that how Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he was almost all chanting always. He had reached the stage of Paramahansa Babaji, that he was not just kind of ordinary Baba of this material world, of today's world. But Babaji is a very high level of state of consciousness. One who is completely oblivious to this material world and at the same time deeply absorbed into the holy name. So, today is his disappearance. Radha Gopinath. And he was, not much is known about his earlier life, but it is explained that he spent almost 30 years in Vrindavan first. After his wife passed away, he just went to Vrindavan and he was chanting there, doing Madhukari and just absorbed into holy name. And later on he got some inspiration to come to Navadvip Mayapur. He came there and there he developed such symptoms that he used to just chant the names of Gaura Gaura. on the banks of the Ganges, somewhere he would sleep under a boat or something, and he would constantly chant. He would not tolerate any materialistic minded people to come near to him. And sometimes he would spread around him fishes so that people don't come near to him. Because he was trying to avoid such kind of materialistic association. And there are so many stories about him. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj, he took initiation from Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji. We can imagine the level of consciousness of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj. That Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj, who was a great scholar, walking encyclopedia, he took initiation. In fact, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj had decided that he will not give initiation to anybody. That was his determination. It was not that he was aspiring for followership. He was just detached and he was so absorbed into holy name. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj said that if you don't give me initiation, I will jump off this bridge and drown in this Ganges. So that time, Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj had to give initiation to him. And probably after 2 years, he gave initiation. So there are many stories, will not get into details. But we can see that how that message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taken abroad by Srila Prabhupada, and all this param gyan, divine knowledge, he has documented in these great books. Because that was a mission. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj told Srila Prabhupada that if you ever get money, you should print books. And these two instructions of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Maharaj, going in the West, giving the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and printing of the books. But these two instructions Srila Prabhupada made as his life and soul. And therefore we can see that we are getting the benefits of those instructions. Srila Prabhupada followed that and established this ISKCON society. So we are very grateful for that we are able to practice devotional service in this wonderful atmosphere. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has any questions or comment? It's too late. Hare. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. On the occasion of disappearance day of Srila Gaurakishore Das